Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to Unraveling. I'm your host, Lauren Barber, and I am so honored to share this space with you today. Unraveling is a sacred space for you to come to when you feel the need to be nurtured, to be inspired, and witnessed in all the beautiful messiness of life. This is a place for honest conversations, real life emotions, and truth telling. The episodes are intended to be soothing and gentle, yet powerful and impactful, weaving the beautiful art of storytelling together with life lessons, practical tools, and a little bit of magic too. The journey of unraveling has many, many layers, and each of us are on our own unique path. My hope is that the words shared today will offer a spark of curiosity and a moment of resonance, as well as supporting you in your own beautiful explorations. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Let's dive in. Hello, lovely ones. Oh my goodness, I'm back. Unraveling is back. It's been a year nearly. Well, actually, pretty much exactly a year by the time this podcast actually airs. This is episode 36 of the Unraveling podcast, but it actually feels like episode one again. and I'm doing this episode as a solo episode because I wanted to just, do a bit of a recap as to where I'm at, where the podcast is going, what you can expect, and also some of the things I've learned over the last year, having taken a break. And really, the podcast hasn't been in full flow for a couple of years. It just hasn't felt like the right time during my pregnancy and then early motherhood. And I had some things I needed to share last year, but I have shape-shifted a lot in this last couple of years. And now I feel like I've done so much inner work that, and there is a lot more to come. I am by no means the finished article, but I feel like I've explored and had to surrender and really found, it sounds so cliche to say, but I finally have found this sense of unwavering trust in what I'm doing. And it's something that's actually had been lacking in me for a long time. I was doing a lot of the things that I felt like I should do, and I did need to do them to explore them, but actually now I feel like I'm sort of returning back to the true essence of myself. And actually I do think that motherhood is been probably the main catalyst for that. So yeah, I will be sharing quite a lot about motherhood, but also about other things as well. This podcast has always been about sharing the messiness, the chaos, the truth, and not hiding away from the more uncomfortable parts of life, as well as celebrating and honoring all the magical, amazing parts as well. And it will always be that, but it just feels like, well, I mean, some of the guests that I've already interviewed for the forthcoming series are just amazing. And all of the guests I've ever interviewed on here have just been incredible. But I feel like I'm able to show a truer version of myself now. And that's not to say that I wasn't showing a true version of myself before, but this version feels more me. So this episode is probably likely to be pretty rambly. There is no main point I'm trying to get across. I want to share a few of the things that have come onto my radar that are really important to me that I will be exploring more in other episodes. But really, I just wanted to welcome you back. welcome you here if you've never listened to an episode before. And I guess reintroduce myself in a way. This relaunch is happening at the same time as my website being relaunched. I have some new offerings coming out, And it all feels like the perfect time to, as well as being spring or just approaching spring, it feels like the perfect time to arrive, to arrive in this space. And it's definitely been an incubation period the last couple of years, this sort of sense of things being very much around foundations and creating and nurturing the soil and the things that go into the soil, but without anything being really obvious on the outside happening. So it's like this very, it's been like a 2 year winter for me in some ways. And I felt frustrated last year, of course, with the pandemic and everything changing and everything almost feeling like it was stopping me. But now I can see that I needed that time to really explore some of the foundations that I had or hadn't got in place. And foundations is something that has become really important to me. And for me, I've realized how where things haven't flowed or haven't felt as easeful, or things have kind of got stuck in the past, has a lot of it has been due to not having strong foundations, strong roots. So a lot of my work that I've been sharing and learning and studying in and exploring, both in myself and with other teachers and in sharing in my offerings, has been around nervous system support. And I've realized so many things around how I've grown and how my journey has panned out is related to this. And it's something I will be sharing a lot more of. But fundamentally, I realized that my nervous system was not being nurtured and supported and cared for. And I guess I feel like it's almost in its own right, nervous system self-care almost needs to be a whole separate thing, because it's not about the obvious self-care items that we think, you know, self-care is all about. It's not about the bubble baths and the pampering and the green smoothies. All of those are obviously nourishing if they're right for you, but it's a deeper layer. And I ran a 4-week course at the end of last year, all around grounding ourselves and creating these really strong foundations. And I think because of what's happened over the last year, it's really highlighted some of the cracks in my own foundations and also collectively, in that we don't tend to understand our nervous system for a start. So that's a big one. And we don't necessarily know how to soothe ourselves and how to support ourselves and to nourish our nervous system. And that is something that I've become really passionate about, and I will continue to learn. It was sort of really, the seeds were planted when I started doing my certification in sex, love and relationship coaching, which was a couple of years ago I started that, but it's a trauma-informed course, and so a lot of it is nervous system related. So I started to delve into that and learn more about that in myself, but the journey has continued, and I've done some recent trainings and they've just been so eye-opening, and it will continue to evolve. I absolutely know that, but I've realized how important those foundations are. And so I will talk about that a lot in podcasts coming up, and it's going to be a big cornerstone in my work and what I share, because for me, creating a sense of safety, and maybe safety isn't a word that that works for you at the moment, but working towards finding safety and creating safe spaces, nurturing spaces, soothing spaces, and only then can we, you know, really start to grow and transform. If we are not in a place of feeling stable and rooted, and our nervous system is in fight, flight, freeze, fawn mode, then we can't evolve and become the most thriving, vibrant versions of ourselves. And then within that, there's always this sense of something missing, because we know we can be that person. We know that it's there and we crave it, we long for it. But there's like a missing piece of the jigsaw. And I realize now that for many, many, many years, that's been the missing piece of my jigsaw. So it's become really important to me to learn about it, to evolve, and to also share that in my work. So yeah, that's been a big lesson recently. And another thing that I am really stepping into in my work and in my offerings and my content is the taking away all the labels. It's another reason that I felt so stuck for so long. I went from training to training and I called myself a health coach and a yoga teacher and a meditation teacher. And I was so, so fixated on finding the label, finding the word, the name, the box to contain myself in. Because I had this deep-rooted belief that I needed to explain myself, that I needed to have this pretty out sort of package that people understood. And in doing so, I was denying a big part of myself. And that is that I'm not a label. I'm not a box. I'm not a container. And actually, my word of 2021 is expansive. And I don't feel like I can be expansive when I restrict myself to one label, one word. And by taking that off, taking that kind of container off, it's unleashed this sense of creativity in my work and in my creations. And as I've been building my website, I have truly allowed myself to embrace this multifaceted, multidimensional being that I am, because I am not just one thing. I am not, I have many, many, many different layers, and I have had to unravel a lot of beliefs and a lot of expectations, mostly self-imposed. But then I do think also from others as well, people like to know what you know, like they like to know who you are in a description, or what you do in a description. And I've struggled with that for so long. And I always considered it to be something that was wrong with me, that I couldn't just be one thing, or I couldn't find this label that depicted what I did. And as I was writing my website copy, I just wrote, like, I'm tired of trying to put myself into this one label. And actually, the heart of my work is to hold sacred space for people. And that is in all different ways. So that is in person, in circle, that is online in my movement sessions, that is in a meditation that I record, that is in a one-to-one oracle reading, it's in a coaching session, it's in a business mentoring session, it's in all these different spaces. And the key heart of my work is to hold sacred space. So the kind of umbrella, I guess, of what I do, if you need to put it into a box, is to hold space. I'm a space holder. And I've used this word for so long, and I've used it tentatively because people don't always understand what it is. And it is becoming more widely used, but it's always been the word that feels most me. And I'm finally owning it. I'm owning the multifaceted layers of who I am. And that means I don't have to just stick to one thing. I can evolve. And I know for some people, they can find a career or a work or a something that they fully, fully love and embody. And I totally respect that. But that is not me. And I have had to peel back all the layers of conditioning and expectation and belief to say, well, I'm okay with the fact that I am not one label. I am all of these things, and I will continue to grow and evolve all of the tools and the ways in which I support people and support myself. But I am not prepared to keep myself in what felt for me like a very restrictive small container when I have so much more that I want to share. So that's been a biggie. And actually, I feel like that's probably one of the reasons why the podcast hasn't felt right until now, because it's only in allowing myself the freedom to be who I am that has given me the spark and the motivation and inspiration to start sharing in this way again. So yeah, that's a biggie. With that has also come another layer of taking away a fear, I guess. And I've kind of joked with some of my friends about this sort of coming out of the spiritual closet side of things. And I don't think it's a massive surprise to anyone to know that I do have a spiritual connection. I do work very much in a spiritual way, also in a very earthy, grounded way. It's very much a of this earth way, but there's also this connection to the divine. And the words that feel exciting and inspiring and enlivening to me are not words that necessarily come comfortably because of, again, expectation. Words like priestess, mystic, poet, writer, creative, artist, healer, medicine woman, whatever the words are, space holder, you know, all these words, they don't necessarily fit into the normal, in quotation, air quotation marks I'm doing here, the normal life expectancies. Expectancies, that's not even a, is that even a word? Expectations is what I meant. So I've had to unravel and unpeel many layers to allow me again to show that side of me. And the truth is, I do have a deep connection to the divine, to sacredness, to finding ritual in my everyday moments, to the universe, to nature, to the ground, to my higher self. I do feel like I receive downloads from something that isn't just me. And I know that that sounds very woo-woo to some people, but then I also know that to many others, it's like, yeah, of course. but I've had a lot of fear about really owning that. And I really truly feel like I am beginning to have the confidence to own that. And it's coming through in my work. The offerings that I now offer are very much aligned with that, with the mystical, with the magical, the oracle cards, the connection with the earth, connection with my higher self, with the poetry that I write, the words that I write. It all comes through me. And for some, again, that might feel very out there, and I'm showing up in my truth now, and I'm not hiding from it, because I feel like I have to show up in my truth, not just for myself, but for my daughter, to show her that she can be truly herself and show all of her many beautiful layers, whatever they may be, but also for my ancestors, for generations before me that maybe didn't have the ability to truly show up in their selves, or maybe it wasn't safe, or maybe there was a lot of fear around it. And I feel like I'm here to do to help heal that. So yes, another piece of my own unraveling that has been present recently. And I think this is why I've not felt called to share too much externally, but it feels like the right time. So that's where we're at, and I'm really honored that you've chosen to share this time with me today, to listen to my ramble and to kind of catch up. It's like we're like having a cup of cacao together and chatting and catching up, and hopefully this gives you a bit of a recap as to what has been going on, and in terms of what to expect with unraveling from now on. It will be, there is no set plan. It is a space where storytelling is encouraged, where soothing words is encouraged, and I hope it's a place where you can come and feel nurtured and share space with me and my guests, and just maybe feel reassured or inspired or many different things. But I hope you feel like it's a nurturing space for you to come and listen to. I will sometimes share poetry. I will share soothing words. I will share tips and support and offerings. It will be multi-layered, as you probably have come to expect by now. So I would love to just finish by sharing a recent piece of poetry. And you can choose to listen as you're going along, depending on where you're listening to. But if you feel called and you're in a safe place to do so, then you can also maybe even just sit, perhaps close your eyes, and just listen to the words and take whatever resonates for you. Leave whatever doesn't. Sometimes I feel an ache in my heart, a longing, a wish that tears me apart. Like something is missing and I don't quite know what. It feels out of balance and it pains me a lot. And it's only when I return to myself that I feel back to wholeness, like a book on a shelf full of stories and tales of adventure, words that spark magic and seeds of intention. I remember myself when I take back the pen and choose to write clearly a new chapter again. We carry the ink to scribe our own life, to choose words on a page that make us feel alive. I invite you, dear soul, to reclaim your right and let letters flow freely, expression taking full flight. Remember, my darling, this journey is yours to make as you wish and keep exploring the doors, unlocking and opening the portals to you. Pathways and pages journeying through. The mess and the mayhem, the joy and the light, but always staying close to yourself, your soul staying clearly in sight. Thank you so much for listening to these words. I would always, always be welcome to continue this conversation through Instagram chat, through email, through getting in touch with me in any way you can. It's always an honor to hear from you if you feel anything in this episode sparked something within you. And I would love it if you felt called to share with anyone that might be interested to join us on the unraveling journey as well. So until next time, I wish you a beautiful rest of your day. And I'm sending you so much love and gratitude for being here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Unraveling. If this has sparked your interest and you want to dive in deeper, head over to laurenbarber.co to access more resources, including blogs, meditations, and previous shows. You can also discover more about sharing sacred space with me in my group, memberships, and one-to-one offerings. I would be so grateful if you can share this episode with anyone who might need to hear the words too. And if you have a moment, it would mean the world to me if you can subscribe and leave a review on your podcasting platform. If you feel called to connect with me on a more regular basis, then please do join me over on my Instagram account at laurenbarber.co. Until next time, I wish you love and gentleness on this beautiful but sometimes chaotic journey of unraveling.